Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Dirty Work.
C-104.
Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kaylee.
Hey, Kaylee, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, my boyfriend and I are doing this long-distance relationship thing, and this past weekend I was home watching Netflix, and we share the same account. So, for the first time, instead of clicking on my profile, I decided to click on his. Yeah, I thought maybe there was a cool new show that I hadn't seen yet, or something that he was really into. So, anyways, I click on his profile, and it's a bunch of, like, sappy, girly, romantic movies.
Oh, okay. So it sounds like he really misses you then.
No. You don't understand. He hates movies like that. Like, when we're together, it's just like pulling teeth to get him to watch that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, he must not hate him that much if he's watching them.
Yeah, but what I want to know is, why is he watching them in the first place? Like, is he alone watching these movies? Or is he watching them because somebody is with him?
Oh, okay. I see what you're getting at. So you think he might not be alone watching all these girly romantic movies?
I mean, I just can't see him sitting alone at home on a Saturday night watching Crazy Stupid Love by himself.
Right.
Okay, so you think maybe he's got some company over and that's who is picking these movies?
They all sound like movies a girl would pick. Not a guy.
Okay, so what movies are they? Like, are they comedies? Because a lot of guys don't mind romantic movies if they're funny.
No, they're like Notebook, Crazy Stupid Love, and the last one he watched was P.S. I Love You.
Oh, I love that movie. It is so romantic.
Okay, but that's my whole point, though. Like, do you know any guy who would watch that by himself?
No. Probably not. I would definitely say that's a date movie.
Okay, and see, that's what I'm worried about.
I got you. So you want us to find out if your boyfriend is entertaining company while watching these romantic movies then?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your boyfriend's name?
It's Greg.
Okay, and you're doing the long distance thing. Like, so where is he at? He's not in California or anything, is he?
No, he's in Decatur, which is just outside of Atlanta.
Okay, so he's still on the East Coast then?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because if we try calling him, like, in Idaho or something, he ain't waking up yet. All right, so we need a plan here. We could send him a text or something, maybe something like a line from one of those movies. Which one of the movies did you say you liked, Natalia?
I love P.S. I Love You. It is, like I said, it's such a great movie.
Okay, so is there, like, a signature line in that movie? Like a nobody puts baby in the corner type line?
Okay, well, the line is actually P.S. I Love You because the guy in the movie actually dies, but he leaves behind all these letters that he writes at the end.
Okay, so then that might not work then.
Well, why don't we just text him and put, be honest, do you really like P.S. I Love You, or did you hate it?
Okay, we could do that. That would certainly get a response one way or the other, I guess. He's either going to say something mushy, like, I liked it because I watched it with you, or he's going to say, who the hell is this? And how do you know I watched that movie? So I think either way, we'll probably know right away what's going on. So let's do that. Let's send him that text now, and then we'll read what he responds with when we come back next. Okay, so Natalia did send Greg a text. And what did he... Well, what did the text say that you sent him first?
Okay, I said, hey, it's me. I was just wondering, did you really like P.S. I Love You, or did you hate it?
Okay, and did Greg write back?
Actually, yes, several times.
Okay, what did he say?
So, okay. So first he just wrote back question marks. So I wrote back, P.S. I love you. The movie on Netflix. Did you actually like it or no? And then he wrote back, you know, who is this? I think you have the wrong number. So I wrote, is this Greg? And he wrote, yes. Who the heck is this? Okay. So,
all right, so it's definitely Greg, though. All right, so let's call him, and then we'll see if he answers real quick.
Dialing at random.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Greg, please?
Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Natalia, and Shaggy on Z104. We're actually calling from Virginia Beach.
Okay. Is this a prank call or something?
Well, no, not really. Actually, the reason we were calling is because somebody told us that you've been watching some pretty romantic movies on Netflix lately. And so we were hoping you could give us a couple of movie reviews, maybe.
Was that you guys who were texting me?
Yeah, well, sort of. We heard you were the expert on romantic movies on Netflix. So we heard you watch Crazy Stupid Love, P.S. I Love You, all sorts of that stuff.
Okay, well, first of all, I didn't watch any of those movies. My sister did.
Oh, your sister did?
Did you give your sister your Netflix password?
No, she came to visit me a couple weekends ago with her boyfriend, and we actually ordered her boyfriend and I ordered the Conor McGregor fight, so she just went upstairs and watched a bunch of movies all night.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's who was watching the mushy romantic movies.
Yeah, I'm not really into that.
I don't blame you. Listen, if you want to get emotional and start crying, just watch Conor McGregor's leg snap and break when he tries to stand on it.
Did you see that? That was sick, right?
Yeah, that was pretty sick.
Okay. I have a question for you, Greg. Would you watch those mushy movies with your girlfriend?
Yeah, of course I would. I mean, hopefully she wouldn't make do it. We really don't kind of do that. But, I mean, I'd watch whatever she wants.
Oh, isn't that nice? See, do you feel better now, Kaylee?
Yes, I feel much better.
Okay, good. All right. I'm glad we could figure all this out.
Wait, you got my girlfriend on the phone too?
Yeah, Greg, we'll have to explain everything to you, so hang on the line for a second, okay?
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.